Welcome to season two of the Pursuit of Living Well podcast. This season, we are starting with a bang. What do you need to change in order to heal, to live with intention, to move the needle forward in regards to life with meaning? What would you do if you knew that all you needed was already inside you to pursue that life that you've always wanted? What changes would you make to your current life if you knew that everything was really going to be okay? Put your headphones on and take it all in as my guests are bringing value to your day so that you can be in a better frame of mind to go do that thing to which you were called. Well, good morning, everybody. I wanted to speak from the heart today, and I really feel like this is a message that everybody needs right now, especially during this time. And I really wanted to talk to you about the word that I have adopted for myself for this year. And I know I mentioned it in the trailer for season two, but that word is intentional, and being intentional in every aspect. And if you are not bringing God into the priority of all of that, then everything else can just fall by the wayside, because bottom line, we don't know where we're going if we don't get quiet enough to listen to his leading, right? Listen to and become in alignment with. So being intentional with my life, what does that mean? It means being intentional with my time. It means being intentional with my energy, my thoughts, my words, my heart, and my connections. So what does that look like? Let's go back and try to unpack exactly what that looks like for each of us. For me, it means being super aware of everything happening and being able to course correct or reset when necessary. Bottom line is when you're living a life of intention, then you're not just living basically Groundhog Day over and over. So how many of us, when you ask yourself, what am I doing today? If we are not intentional with an outcome or with something that we're wanting to accomplish, then what are we doing? We're living the same day over and over and over again. We're getting up in the morning. We are, you know, having our coffee, our breakfast, whatever, taking that shower, getting ready for work, going to work, coming home, feeding the kids, helping with homework, doing laundry, whatever we need to do before the end of the day, and then going to bed, and then we restart all over again. And if we don't have specific goals or specific intentions with our time throughout the day, then our life is just on repeat. And when you keep repeating the same patterns in your life, you're going to continue to do the same thing until you actually learn the lesson. And a lot of us, sadly, do this life aimlessly in at least one area of your life. So let me ask you this. Out of all of those things, time, your energy, your thoughts, your words, your heart, your connections, what is it that you're struggling with most? I want you to write it down, put it in the back of your mind somewhere so that you're aware of what that thing is. What do you struggle with most? Is it your time management? Is it your energy? And by energy, I mean, who are you when you walk into a room? Who are you surrounding yourself with? Who are you doing life with? Okay? Because whoever you're doing life with, those five people that are most in your life, you're going to become like the five people that you're around with. So are those people bringing value to your life? Now, that doesn't mean, do I come from a place of being self-absorbed and I'm only going to allow people in my life that are giving back to me? No. What that means is, if you look at the people in your life, it could be family, it could be your coworkers, who do you spend the most time with? And write their names down. I'm sure many of you have done this exercise before, but write their names down, and out beside their name, you're either going to put a plus, a minus, or an equal sign. So of those five people, think of the ones that light you up when you're around them. They're encouraging, they're life-giving, they're energizing. You feel lifted when you leave their space, okay? They're going to get a plus sign. They're going to get a positive mark. If it's somebody that you feel drained and you are just exhausted, or you just feel like, you know, when you leave, we all have somebody like that. You know, when they walk in the room, they're going to do one of two things. They're either going to light the room up when they walk in or when they walk out. Did you hear me? They're going to light it up when they walk in or when they walk out. So what I'm talking about is, they light, who are those people that are lighting the room up when they walk out? Like, you're kind of glad to see them go. And it's only because they're coming from a place of what they know or what they've experienced, and they don't know any different. Okay. Everybody has somebody in their life that way. Then the equal sign, it doesn't necessarily mean that you feel energized or not. It is, you're just kind of like, they're okay. You know, it's a balanced thing. It's not necessarily negative. It's not necessarily positive. It is the person that is just kind of there, right? So in your life, always think about who you're surrounding yourself with, because you want to protect your energy. You want to have boundaries, and boundaries are a good thing. There's a book called Boundaries, and my daughter gave that to me. Oh, I don't know how long ago it's been, or told me about it. She didn't give it to me, but told me about it. I guess it's probably been about 8 years, maybe. And I read it, and what I didn't know, I didn't know. And a lot of the things that I was saying yes to, I was saying yes out of compassion or out of a place of, I can handle what they're bringing to the table and it's okay. But what I wasn't understanding was that that was very draining to me, and I needed to switch things up a little bit and know when to say no and know when to say yes, and understand that that was okay. It was okay to have healthy boundaries. Everybody needs healthy boundaries, and it's not coming from a place of being mean or anything like that. It's just knowing where you're at emotionally and spiritually to know whether you can handle a certain situation or not. It's actually protecting yourself, because maybe you're not in the strongest place where you can handle being in certain situations. And so you need to make sure that you remove yourself from that. So where are you in your energy, in your thoughts? Do you go to the worst case scenario in any given situation, or do you think, what could be the possible outcome? I know for me, for a long time, because I was in a place of physical pain, a lot of times my body was on the defensive. Like, I wouldn't do things because my body was going to respond horribly, or I was going to be sick, or that was going to make me tired or exhausted, or that was going to, a lot of times it had a lot to do with the exhaustion and the being tired and all of that, because I didn't have a lot of physical energy at the time. There was so much trauma, so much pain physically in my body that I needed to be sure that I course corrected my thoughts, and I was stuck in a pattern of unhealthy thoughts of always going to worst possible case scenario and labeling myself as, I was always sick, I got sick easily, I'm not going to go there because they're sick, so I need to protect myself. My immune system was weak. Those were the things that I was telling myself, because that was the truth that I was experiencing. Instead of saying things like, I am becoming the healthiest person I know, I am doing everything possible to become well, I am becoming well. And it was, as I began to say those things, then my body started to listen and started to do that thing. So our body moves into the direction of our strongest thought. So how are you being intentional with your thoughts? And then that goes into, how am I being intentional with my words? Because our thoughts create words. And when spoken, that is either going to speak life or death into your situation, into your body, into your person, into those around you. And so life-giving words are huge, okay? I could get into a whole biblical perspective on that, but you want to be able to be speaking life in everything that you do. Speak life to yourself first, people. Okay. Speak life to yourself. As far as intentional with your heart, how are you being intentional with your heart? As women, a lot of times, because we are such emotional creatures, we all are emotional creatures. That's part of the human experience. And I think a lot of times women get hit with, you're either crazy because you're emotional, or you're not stable. And that is so far from the truth, because we as women are meant to have emotions. We're meant to express emotions just like everybody else. We just flow more in that emotional space than men do. It's just part of who we are. With our heart, though, it's easy for us to love. And it's easy for us to care, because by nature we are nurturers in general. That not everybody, not 100%, but in general we are nurturers, okay? We care for people. We like to gather people together, and we look after, right? But we have a hard time receiving. We have a hard time allowing someone to take care of us. And when we have that block, right? Then, and somebody is trying to take care of us to the best that they can, and we just continue to self-sabotage and to block that up. So we have to learn how to let that wall come down, allow ourselves to be taken care of, and not seeing that as a weakness in us, but allowing ourselves to be loved just for the sake of being loved and cared for. Again, that's a whole nother podcast, which we'll probably address, but be intentional with your heart. Be intentional with who you let in your heart and who you do not allow into your heart. Okay. And I just would encourage all of you, I'm still learning this. I am still learning to open up and allow people to take care of me. Somebody the other day just said, you have got to let people take care of you because you were so blocked, and they were right. And I've got to allow people to take care of me. I will say this, one of the reasons why I have been, my walls are up as far as that goes, is because for years, and this, I'm not talking about my marriage. Whenever I would let someone in, I would get disappointed and I would get hurt. But what that came from was my expectation on them, instead of just allowing things to be as they were. I would get disappointed because of the expectation and the expectancy of what I wanted them to be, and they didn't quote unquote measure up, when that should have never been placed on them to begin with, right? And then through that time that I was sick and I was unhealthy and I was not in a good place physically or emotionally or spiritually, someone had to take care of me a lot. And that was because of the physical weakness that I was experiencing. And so now that I am much healthier physically and spiritually and emotionally, I've got to learn to break that wall down and allow people to take care of me. So that's just something that I deal with. That's probably the biggest thing in all of these, is that heart space and allowing people to love me and allowing people to care for me at whatever capacity they choose to, instead of always needing more from that person, right? Because not everybody is going to, I think it takes a village, and it takes a lot of people to surround yourself with people that bring different things to the table. The last one is the connections. And so a lot of times we say no to so many opportunities, especially those of us that are in business. We say no to so many opportunities that we close the door on some things. There's one thing, I think Mel Robbins was the one that I heard talking about this. She said, you have 5 seconds to act on an idea or an aha moment, or else you pull the brakes on that. And so when you have this brilliant idea of something, if you don't write it down, if you don't tell it to someone, if you don't act on it in some way, form, or fashion, you are bringing it to a screeching halt and you lose it. And so it is so super important that when we are in that place and our intuition or our, that gut feel gives us that feeling or gives us a either a yes or a no or a pause on something, we need to listen and we need to act on it immediately or else it goes out the window. And so the way that you build that intuition and you build that place of knowing is to spend time in the presence of God. And that is the number one key to understanding intention in its fullest form. Where is your foundation built? Where is your trust? Who are you trusting in? And, you know, God gives us His Holy Spirit to help us with that. And all I can say is that most of us, I would probably say 90% of us, when we go to God, it is because we need something. We are always going to need to rely on Him, right? But how many of us actually create space for time with God? We talk about in our relationships with our spouse or spouse or whoever we're dating, right? And even with our friends, that we need to create space to spend time with them. And a lot of times it's just being there in the same room together. It's just hand-holding. It's just taking a walk on the beach and not necessarily saying anything, but just being in each other's presence because it's comforting, right? It's comforting. It's like a hug. They say a hug really helps to release endorphins and can help to heal. Well, how many of us are allowing God to hug us? How many of us are crawling up into the lap of the one that created us? How many of us are in His presence or in the presence of God constantly? So, you know, God gave us His Holy Spirit to not just be with us, but in us and a part of us. We don't have to ask the Holy Spirit to come. I can't tell you how many times, Holy Spirit, come, you know, the Holy Spirit's already here. Spirit of God is with you if you're a child of God. All right. Yes, I'm preaching a little bit, but this is where we get stuck in our heads. We think about God. We have wandering thoughts all day, but are you truly, honestly creating that space? Are you creating the space to just be in the presence, not journaling, not talking, you know, no music with words? You can have music to get yourself in that place of just being quiet. But when you've got words, then your thoughts are constantly running. And so just being and feeling the love of God, feeling the care of God over your life, feeling the power of God over your life, feeling held by God, you know, knowing that God is our creator. He knows everything about you and loves you unconditionally. Yes. But actually feeling that love in abundance so much so it can sometimes be so overwhelming and it could even bring tears to your eyes. But when you're in that space, going without any expectations, go into knowing that you're wanting to feel that presence without expecting anything. And you're going to be amazed at how much knowledge you will gain and understanding of who God is, what God has for you, and the truths of who He is, and all of that becomes so much more clear. What if there was a way to access the subconscious and shut off that racing mind? What if that sleep that you were getting at night actually allowed you to recover and wake up more alive and alert the next day? The Soundbar is a meditation room that uses frequency-minded music to help you relax and reset. It uses different frequencies to target nerve receptors in the body and may help with anxiety, stress, depression, lack of sleep, chronic pain, and more. The Soundbar is located right here in Moorhead City at 4426 Arundel Street, Suite A, in Pelletier Harbor Shops. You don't have to worry about all the how-tos in something or all of the questions that you already have for him, because he already knows. He already knows what's on your heart. He knows what's on your mind. He knows your thoughts already. Yes, it says to bring those to God, but he does know them. Don't feel like you have to be on repeat constantly, because the more you're on repeat, then you're not declaring the power that he has in your life. You're declaring the lack of power. I need this. I need that. I need you to move in this, that, that. You're declaring your unbelief of power in his life instead of saying, God, you are right here, right now, in complete control. This situation is in your hands, and you are bringing healing and answers in all areas of my life. Whatever that may be, go in with it with declaration. Declaration of who he is. I don't know how many of you have this book, Jesus Calling, but I have had it for probably 10 years, maybe longer. And I picked it up to read it again a few days ago. And I want to read this to you because I was like, yep, that is my message. Just so in its fullest form. So it says, let my love enfold you in the radiance of my glory. Sit still in the light of my presence and receive my peace. These quiet moments with me transcend time, accomplishing far more than you can imagine. Let me read that again. These quiet moments with me transcend time, accomplishing far more than you can imagine. Bring me your time and watch to see how abundantly I bless you and your loved ones. Through the intimacy of our relationship, you are being transformed from the inside out. How is a relationship intimate? Most of the time, it's not from talking. It's just being in the presence, right? Through the intimacy of our relationship, you are being transformed from the inside out. As you keep your focus on me, I form you into the one I desire you to be. Your part is to yield to my creative work in you, neither resisting it nor trying to speed it up. Most of the time we get in our own way, right? Enjoy the tempo of a God-breathed life by letting me set the pace. Hold my hand in childlike trust, and the way before you will open up step by step. If you have to, rewind this and go listen to that over again. Okay, so 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, we all with unveiled faces are looking as in a mirror. Okay, unveiled, meaning there's no mask, there's no covering. We're looking in the mirror at the glory of the Lord. Meaning, if you've got the Holy Spirit in you, and if your intuition is on point because you've been in the presence of God, what you're seeing in the mirror is God's glory reflected on you. You are the glory of God, okay? You are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, meaning who you are is, again, it's God's glory. You're being changed into the person you are. You're becoming the person that he created you to be, which is the glory of God. Into the same image from glory to glory. This is from the Lord who is spirit. We all with unveiled faces are looking as in a mirror at the glory of the Lord and are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. This is from the Lord who is spirit. That hit me like a ton of bricks the other day, because we're always trying to become something more. We're always trying to become something better, and we're not stopping to see who we are already. Did you hear that? Who we are already. So when you spend time with God daily, with intention, without expectation, you're going to be amazed at what knowledge you're going to gain. You're going to be amazed at what God has for you and the truths of him and the way in which he wants you to go about your day are going to become clear. I don't know how I operate when I do not have that time. First thing in the morning to get clear. There's a reason why it's called the miracle morning, right? It's to get clear. We see there are miracles around us every day. We just don't look for them. And when you look about, everybody talks about manifestation these days, and some people believe in it, some people don't. But manifestation is when man makes the plans, but God orders the steps. Again, we don't have to know the how-tos. We have to, yes, make plans, but allow God to order the how-tos. Allow God to order the steps. You'll be amazed that the steps are the hows. You'll be amazed at what he puts into place right in front of you. And all we have to do is just take that next step. So the plan is how you see your life unfolding. You know, are you always coming from a place of struggle? Or are you having to work hard to strive to make things happen? Or do you come with ease and flow? Let me say that again. Are you coming from a place of always struggling and having to work hard to strive and make it happen? Or does it come with ease and flow? What's your plan? Not what's your plan of action. What's your plan? The only way you know your plan is when God reveals things to you. What is that movie reel of your life that you play in your thought life? Do you see it full of abundance, or do you see it full of struggle? So what I want you to do is I want you to go and I want you to read Psalm 139. And it talks about how God formed your inward parts and he made you in your mother's womb. And I want you to go and read that. Psalm 139, it's 13 through 16. And I won't read it right here, but I want you to go read it yourself. And I want you to know that you were created by God. You have a purpose for your life. And if you're not living with intention in every aspect, we kind of end up with a flat tire somewhere. And we're kind of wobbling along. So look at those things: energy, thoughts, words, your heart, your connections, your time, and figure out where your struggles are. Figure out where is your weakest strength. Because I don't like to say where's your weakness, but where's your weakest strength? Because all of those things we can use to our advantage. Again, when we're intentional with them. And so the thing, remember, I said earlier, the thing that I want you to be the most intentional about is your time with God. And out of that, your life will be full of abundance. Go have an amazing day. I thank you for being with me today and for listening. And go be intentional with your life because you were created for such a time as this. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day today to listen to this latest episode. I would be forever honored if you would give us a 5-star review. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave those in the comment section. And we look forward to seeing you next time.